It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Celtics and Bays. They'll also talk Sox and out-of-town fame. Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper
and Murray.
Gasper
and Murray.
Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper
and Murray.
Gasper
and Murray.
Gasper
and Murray.
From the Town Fair Tire Studio, it is Gasper Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub. If you are a doubter, this would be the one going into it. They going to show? Is one of them going to do the show remotely because of the bitter freezing cold out there? Well, suck it, doubters. We're both here, believe it or not. On time, ready to go. Both yours truly, Jim Murray, Chris Gasper, and Brian Robb behind the glass as well. We have braved the elements, and we are here. You were just saying, too, Chris, this reminds you of the hell Super Bowl week in Minnesota. Yeah, it is that kind of cold. This blows. There's, like, there's no redeeming qualities of this.
No, this is not, you're like, oh, you can go, like, tubing or sledding or, like, oh, it's great for skiing.
No, it's not.
There's no redemption to this.
No, you know, and the other thing, too, just in terms of us being here, the show, content, et cetera, it hit me the other day when Matt McCarthy was coming in to do nights, and I was like, you know, these last couple of, I forgot how this can be like the dead zone. There's a couple of dead zones in doing this for a living, and this can be one of them. I had forgot because these last couple of years, it kind of hasn't been at this time of year when it's NHL All-Star break, waiting for the NBA All-Star game, like praying to God a story breaks. But the last couple of years, you know, at least in terms of the Celtics, you got some movement, the Derek White trade. You started to first hear the rumblings of Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, maybe coming on as part of the offensive staff of the Patriots. I'm like, wait, what? So content there the year before, Brady and the Bucks en route to their Super Bowl there. Suck it, Pats and Bill. Like, I don't need you. I can do it on my own. So there's been stories. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks the other day, like, oh, boy, I got nothing. Like, okay, we've got the Brady retirement news, but how much can you wring out of that sponge?
And that's why I had to generate something yesterday that
yes.
You loved on Felger and Matt.
Thank God, because even yesterday, too, I'm like, I got nothing. So, yes, why don't we circle back to that, for those that might have missed your appearance on Felger and Maz, Fridays, 4 p. to 5 p., God willing. All right, so the quarterback situation, I don't think it's in flux. You know, Mac Jones, even though I'm no believer in Mac Jones, he did get kind of a raw deal being saddled with those two gargoyles last year, and Matt Patricia and Joe Judge.
And how did that go? Just out of curiosity, like, you know, when he was struggling with Patricia and Judge and Mac Jones, just a quick synopsis of what that was like.
Quite terribly. It couldn't have been worse, frankly. You know, it was awful. And I look, even at the last quarter of his rookie season, I mean, statistically speaking, even if you look at it, I don't think he was that great. But whatever, it's a rookie, you take it with a grain of salt. But if nothing else, do you think Bill Belichick believes in the kid, the way he talked about him as the season progressed? I mean, it was quite a 180 going into the season. He was lauding Mac Jones for the shape he got in, the work ethic, all of that. And then by the end of the year, you know, when he was asked in like the season wrap-up before they all went off to the offseason, you know, is Mac going to be your quarterback in 2023, and I'm paraphrasing here, but Bill, for all intents and purposes, just basically said, well, he's a quarterback in the league. So now there's quarterbacks out there. Brady's off the board.
Really where this started. This is ultimately a Brady-related take. It's a Brady-adjacent take.
And so the one thing, like, look, Brady played in the NFL for more than half his life. I got to watch him. You, same thing. Like, for more than half of my life, which is unprecedented. I had friends texting me, too, like, you're bummed? I'm not. Like, I'm satiated. I've had enough. I hated last year. So, like, I'm good. If it's going to look like that and he's not going to land somewhere where it's a completely stacked team like the 49ers, like, you know, I'm going to step away from the table. I'm good. I've seen enough. And I also, I think he's got football left in him. I just don't think he's got the fire anymore. I don't think he's as motivated as he was, you know, to stick it to certain people like he was when he first went to the Bucs. I just think as you get older, you soften. And I think this is what's happening to him, and he's done. So I can live with that. That being said, you know, now that he's gone, the one thing I am happy about, though,
okay,
is the, well, he's going to come back here. No, he was never going to come back.
Like, they did ask, though. I shouldn't say they. I mean, there was a report that it was brought, you know, Jeff Darlington brought it up. I think Rappaport did, too, that there was, you know, somebody, like, asked him. There was something, and somebody in his camp or somebody here asked him about going back there.
Yeah, and what was the response? Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
So there you go. Thankfully, that's off the table. But now that he's not going to go to the Niners or go to the Miami Dolphins, maybe even the Jets, like, it does feel like there is going to be a bit of a quarterback carousel this year. Maybe Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets. Jimmy Garoppolo now available. And Kyle Shanahan, who is, I think, overrated as a coach. And now, if nothing else, has proven himself just as the coach that gets quarterbacks hurt. Four quarterbacks hurt this season, by the way. Four on that team. Four. So Garoppolo, they said this week, look, there's no chance in hell he's going to be back with the team in 23. So Garoppolo available, which leads you to?
Well, just based on everything that's happening, we'll land the plane here. I think Brady being out of the market affects a lot of teams, San Francisco and Las Vegas included. I think those are teams that would have been interested. So if I'm the Patriots, I make a call to the Las Vegas Raiders, who hold the number 7 pick, because Josh McDaniels obviously had a lot of success with Mac Jones. And I say, hey, you interested in Mac Jones? You're just 86 Derek Carr, but are you interested in Mac Jones? If we gave you Mac Jones in a second-round pick, would you give us the 7th pick? And if I'm Bill, I do that, and I sort of rub my fingers together and do the Mr. Burns voice, and then I call Jimmy Garoppolo, and I say, hey, Jimmy, you're a free agent. Do you really want to go play with Nathaniel Hackett? And even though you have a relationship with Robert Saleh from San Francisco, do you want to go to the Jets? Like, you remember what the Jets were when you were with us. Or do you want to come here with me? Me, the person that supported you more than anybody in the NFL. Me, the person that was texting you after your wins in San Francisco. Me, the person that made sure you didn't go to the Cleveland Browns. I mean, if I'm the Patriots, I would seriously consider that. And if I'm Belichick, and the reason I would consider it just outside of football, if I'm Bill, look, his legacy, his reputation, they've taken a hit this year. There's no question about it after what happened. And Mac Jones is a big part of that hit.
Yeah, from a brand standpoint.
You know, the bit you had about Mac Jones, you know, being like, I hate you. You know, that whole thing with Joe Judge. Yeah, with Joe Judge. That whole thing and the idea that Mac Jones, he played terribly, but also he let it be known basically from the jump that he didn't like this situation and it was a bad situation. We have the Herald story, all that stuff. What would do more for Bill at this point in his career? And look, Bill's the greatest coach of all time. He doesn't need a ton of legacy resume polishing, but just work with me. For right now, what would do more for Bill's legacy and his aura and his mystique than bringing back the guy he wanted all along and winning games with that guy? Being like, see, I told you, if you had just let me do what I wanted to do from the jump, which was move on from Brady early and go with Garoppolo, I could have kept this thing going.
No, that'd be good for him and the legacy, like you say, because it would prove like, look, I was right from the jump, like you say. Like, we should have never got rid of this guy. I could have made him into what I thought he could be. And look, for him, I think it would be good for the brand and the Belichick brand. But how do you sell this to ownership? Like, how do you, I think probably ownership, considering the structure restructuring here, they're bringing Bill O'Brien as the new OC. They probably feel like Mac Jones got done dirty with the decisions made by Bill last year. How do you sell this to Robert?
You sell it to the Crafts two ways. You say, look, we have multiple holes on this team. You give me 7-14 in the draft, I can fill multiple holes. Look at our tackle situation. It doesn't matter who our quarterback is. If we can't block for them, you know, it's going to be difficult. This allows me to address that. Also, you say to them, hey, look, I know you guys like Mac, but I just want to remind you, he's going into his third year. Like, pretty soon we're going to have to make a decision on the fifth-year option. So that's going to be north of $20 million, and we're going to have to decide if we're going to give him the bag or not. So, like, Mac's really only inexpensive for another year or two.
Yeah, right.
Right? And so here we have Jimmy. We know what Jimmy is. He's sort of a sure thing. And, you know, I know Jimmy. I can get him on the cheap. You know, it's not going to cost you $30 million a year for a quarterback.
What do you think he's going to get? What would that cost?
I'd say somewhere between $25 and $28 million. So maybe his deal looks like 4 years, $100 million.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Look,
that's a guess.
Between the two, and as I said yesterday, because, you know, Felger was getting heated because you put him in a corner, like, pick one.
Yeah.
And he ultimately went with Mac Jones. And then when you were looking for a comp, he really couldn't come up with one.
Yeah. And he couldn't come up with the reason why Mac Jones' ceiling was actually higher than Jimmy's, other than he wants it to be.
And the one thing, when we had this, when Garoppolo was first available, I think last offseason, we had this conversation just as a show. And, you know, like, and I too, I was like, well, no, with Mac Jones, because there's more durability. Well, after this past season and how he acted with the high ankle sprain too, and just his attitude overall. And again, I don't think Bill looks at him and is kind of like resents this kid and his attitude, right? So I don't think you even have that ammo anymore. You know, like the durability of Mac Jones. Because, look, I, the world, have questions about the durability of Jimmy Garoppolo. He feels like he's made out of Triscuits, right? But, you know, he has won playoff games. He's been to two NFC championship games. He's been in a Super Bowl. Blew it in the second half. But still, I do think, I don't know if I, like, gun to my head, if I had to pick one of the two, I probably would take Garoppolo.
And I think with the pick, like, and this is assuming Vegas would do this, Vegas might be like, hey, you know, screw off. The reason I think that maybe they'd at least entertain it is they're in a situation now where they have to figure out, again, Josh McDaniels, Dave Ziegler got there. They inherited a playoff team, and Mark Davis had big expectations. Now, a year later, they're a 6-win team, and they just broomed out the alleged franchise quarterback in Derek Carr. They have to figure out that quarterback thing quickly and show ownership that they have a plan.
Yeah, right.
And Mac Jones is young. He's cheap for now. He's a guy that's been to the playoffs. He's a guy that McDaniels can sell to Davis. He can work in this system. I've done that. And I think that works for them. The other part of it from the Patriots standpoint you're selling is it's not just a Mac Jones, Jimmy Garoppolo choice. It's if we have Jimmy and we get this pick from the Raiders, we can build a better team overall and a better team around Garoppolo. I think that's how you sell it if you're Bill. You say, like, hey, I've never been all about the quarterback. You guys know that. To me, it's about the team. This isn't about Mac Jones versus Garoppolo. This is about, I'm telling you, this is how I can build you the best team.
The content kid. Oh, thank God for you with this one. So, all right, so that's the way to sell it. It's not just one for one, Mac Jones for Garoppolo. It's Mac Jones, Garoppolo,
and
more to build. Would you be into that this offseason? 617-779-0985. Didn't take much convincing for me. I'm sold. But you're not a Garoppolo guy. I'm not, but I'm not a Mac Jones guy. But if you really want to build up this team, get higher picks, I see what you're doing here.
Yeah, I also think it would reinvigorate Bill to get his guy back.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Bill, like, Bill still has a passion for football, but I feel like these last 3 years of, I don't know, I think they've worn on him a little bit. Sometimes you just need to be jump-started in your profession. I think getting his guy back and getting an opportunity to put the plan out there he wanted all along, I think that would sort of reinvigorate Bill.
Right now, he's just the small flame from a match. We need to reinvigorate, blow on that fire, and make it a raging fire. Would Garoppolo be the raging fire in Bill's belly? I like it, Chris. I like it. Mac Jones for Garoppolo and more to build. Would you do it? 617-779-0985. Just quickly.
Yeah.
As I'm good with Brady moving on, where are you with this? Are you like, oh.
I wanted to see him play one more year and kind of redeem himself because this past year wasn't that great. Although it's funny, like his worst year of recent vintage, it's like if you look at the numbers, it's like, oh, isn't this the year Mac Jones had where people, like, you know, salivated all over themselves? It's pretty much the same season. Actually, Brady's was probably better. But I think it's good to walk away with a little football still left with, you know, a few more bullets in the chamber. But if I'm being totally honest and totally selfish, I wanted one more year. I wanted him to come back one more year on a different team and with weapons like Vegas, you know, throw to Devontae Adams. Even if the team, and I know this is anti-Brady, but even if the team was only like a 9-8, 10-7 team, I just wanted to see him put up like 35, 38 touchdowns, you know, throw for some yards. I just wanted to enjoy it. One more run.
Yeah, maybe if it was, again, a stacked team. The Raiders thing, I was never, like, from an aesthetic standpoint, it would have been cool to look at with that uniform or whatnot, like a bad Brady. Bad Boy Brady in Vegas with the, you know, the
like Hollywood Hogan.
Yes.
In wrestling.
But I think that defense blows. That's a tough division. That would have been tough sledding a little bit. But San Francisco, Miami, I could have talked myself into that. But otherwise, I think I'm good.
What if he no, Darlington just quickly had said that at the end it was either Tampa or nothing.
I'm good. Like, enough of that. Yeah. But all the Tampa gear you bought, it's been thrown in the trash. Like, that. Halfway through this last season, I'm like, this is painful. I don't know which one of these teams is more painful to watch, the Patriots in 2022 or the Bucks. It really was. Oh, God. One sucky offense. Which one's worse? Flip a coin. All right, to your calls on this. I like it. Mac Jones for Garoppolo and not just one for one. Your thoughts on this at 617-779-0985. It's a frigid Gasper Murray here on the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Sounds like fact, not opinion to me.
And this is Gasper and Murray.
But I think there was one more opportunity here for Brady to say, look, you didn't think that I could make it this far. You wanted me to either retire or re-sign here for a low-budget contract for the third straight year with no guarantee you were going to give me multi-years after I had done everything you wanted. So as I sit here and I pen this on Instagram or wherever I actually did that, he said, should I thank the Patriots? I did that. For what? For making me go out here, uproot my family? Look, I'm channeling him. I'm not saying that's how I feel about it, but I believe that that is the sentiment. And the notion that he would come back here and sign a one-day contract might be the most ludicrous idea of all. If they were going to sign him to a contract, they should have done it in 2019. Not waited 2 years. That's trying to have your cake and eat it, too.
NBC Sports' Tom Curran on the talk of a one-day contract, which Robert Kraft was clamoring for this week. Like, look, there's going to be a big to-do here at some point. There'll be a big Brady day. You know, he's a lock for the team Hall of Fame. He's a lock for Canton, all of that. But the one-day contract thing, like, you know, and as we talked about it this week on Felger and Mass, we ran some of the names, at least in the NFL, like the two biggest. I mean, you got Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice did a one-day contract with the 49ers. Emmitt Smith did one with the Cowboys. Other than that, it was a list of, like, good players, Fred Taylor and others that are, like, good, but, like, guys that were like, oh, I just need buzz. Let me do this. I don't know why people would want this. I don't know why Robert would want it so much. Like, what's the symbolism of it? Like, the symbolism will be enough, I would think, to hold a big ceremony. You have a Brady Day at some point. If you wanted to do it next year, you have a home game against the Kansas City Chiefs. You have a whole halftime thing you do. Like, you get to have that. And I think, you know, fans want that. We all should want that. Like, that he deserves to be honored here. And I'm sure there would be some quid pro quo on behalf of Brady, too. Like, if we're going to come back, like, how are we going to do this? We need to go into some sort of business partnership. Like, you help promote my flailing Brady clothing brand, so on and so forth. Like, who knows? There's got to be
another free lease at Patriot Place.
Yeah, something like that. Boy, that thing's taking a hit too. Boy, you couldn't have been more right about that. That branding of that that clothing brand. It's gone from Nordstrom's to being sold at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, the Brady brand?
Yeah.
And that's where it's initially sold. You can mostly find it in Marshall's and TJ Maxx, which I frequent. I mean, you could, you know.
On the
I would
discount.
Say, I would say no one should buy that, like, not steeply discounted.
Yeah.
So now, you can get it.
Now it's on the discount rack. So that's going to happen. But, even the talk of one-day contract, like, that's – do you find it as silly as I do?
Yeah, I do think – I think Tom Curran nailed that. I do think it's a way for Robert Kraft to sort of engage in some PR and revisionist history where he can say, like, oh, well, Brady ended his career as a Patriot. You know, that's what I wanted all along. That's what I intended. That's what I promised, and that's what happened. But that's not what really happened.
Right.
And I just think that this is sort of smoke and mirrors, and it's a situation where you're looking at it and you're just trying to sort of do some cosmetic surgery here on the end of his career to feel better about it.
Yeah, it's like, see, everything was fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
And I also think it's not necessary from the standpoint of there has been, you know, detente with Belichick. I think that you have seen that Brady and Robert Kraft are back on good terms. Brady went to the – I mean, he got absolutely skewered for skipping a walkthrough in Pittsburgh to go to the wedding.
Right.
But the fact he did that shows you where he's at with Robert Kraft. So I don't think they need this. I think it's just sort of, you know, PR cosmetic surgery to try and make it look better. Now, I don't know. I'm curious how fans feel about it. I mean, feel free to call in here and tell us, because I just don't see or know or understand why fans would be clamoring for this. Like, I don't think they'd be against it. It's like, okay, it happens. Great. You know, that's kind of cool. But if you're a fan, like, do you need this? Like, is it something you desperately want? Does it change anything? Especially those of you who've been, like, openly rooting against this guy
right.
for three years, you know?
Yeah, no. Like that's the – I mean, there's a certain segment of the fan base. You never even deserve the guy in the first place, considering how he acted since he left. You know, I was just quickly looking at where you talk about, you know, if you're maybe going to ship Mac out and bring in Garoppolo, sign him as a free agent, and then get, you know, some draft collateral here. What about the, you know, so you were talking about Vegas. What about the Texans?
Okay.
They could be another potential trade partner for the Patriots with Mac Jones with that 12th pick. They have the second and 12th pick.
Yeah.
So maybe they use that second pick on a quarterback that's more of a developmental type of guy. You go here with the next few years with Mac Jones. I just think maybe 12's more likely.
I think it'd be hard because I think they're high enough in the draft where they can get Bryce Young. They can get or CJ Stroud, whoever their top pick is. For me, this is not what I haven't talked to scouts about this, so I don't know. But for me, when I look at the draft, I think it's Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, drop off. Levis is going to go. He's going to go in the top 10, but he's going to go in the top 10 the same way like EJ Manuel went in the top 10. You know, it's people are wishing upon a star. He has a lot of very positive qualities, and I don't think he was in a great situation at Kentucky, but he's a little bit of a project, and he's not terribly accurate. So I think there's a drop-off. At least there's a drop-off from the standpoint of I think Levis is – there's more risk there. So if you're Houston, you're in position to get that. Now, there will be quarterback needy, quarterback desperate teams. And that's why if I'm Vegas, I would consider this for a couple of reasons. One, to get Young or Stroud, I'm probably going to have to trade up and go back and look at what – and granted, they're moving from seven, so it's different. But I'm just saying – go back and look at some of the trades that have been made for teams to move up for quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, guys they want to take in the draft. I mean, you're giving up like a ton of draft capital. So do you want to do that or do you want to go with sort of, by your standards, a sure thing in Mac Jones from the standpoint of they know that Mac Jones can work in that system. They know he can work with that coaching staff. They probably think they can get more out of him. Anytime you draft a quarterback, it's kind of a crapshoot.
So should the Gasper plan be the master plan for the Patriots this offseason? Mac Jones out, sign Garoppolo, get draft collateral back in a trade with Mac Jones, or a team with the Vegas Raiders. I like it. I'm in. 617-779-0985. We'll start with our guy Jonathan and Randall. First up here on Gasper Murray this morning. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. I'm very much opposed to this plan because I don't want to see Belichick awarded. First of all, what's stopping McDaniels from just signing Jimmy? Forget the trade for Mac and giving up a big pick. Just sign Jimmy. They have experience together, and he's competent if, you know, injured. So, you know, I would do that, especially if you think he has a slightly higher ceiling than Mac Jones ever could. And second of all, this kind of ties into my point why I don't want Belichick rewarded is I think in the week after the end of the season, Kraft caught him off guard with the press release and saying we're going to hire an offensive coordinator with title and all that. So that's how Bill O'Brien comes into the picture. But since then, I think Belichick has pulled one over on Kraft with the commitment to Mayo, but actually he's not going to have a title and maybe his role won't change. Bringing back Judge, wondering if they can keep Patricia at minimum wage, and all this crap. And I don't think Belichick has really learned anything or changed much. And so it's like I was feeling kind of optimistic about Belichick kind of having a realization, but I don't think he has. And I don't want him to be rewarded with Jimmy. And also all the callers in the Felger and Maz 5 years ago saying Jimmy coming back with the master plan. I can't handle that. I can't handle it. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Yeah, that part's really compelling.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about that as well. The idea that, like, oh, he knew this was happening all along.
See, chess check his 5-year plan. Yeah. Oh, that would be a tough pill
but,
to swallow.
I mean, he raises a good point certainly about Vegas just signed Jimmy. I think the difference there is I'm sort of operating under that they're operating under the Felger assumption, which is that they might think that Mac Jones has a higher ceiling than Jimmy at this point. A younger quarterback, it's easier to sort of wish upon. And Josh McDaniels has never lacked for confidence in terms of being able to coach up or what he can extract from a quarterback. And they have a close relationship. He's younger, so we'd have more runway for a team like the Raiders that I think, you know, has some cap difficulty. Those 2 years or that year plus whatever where Mac Jones is a little cheaper might make a difference, but it's certainly a valid point. I mean, they could just go out and sign Jimmy Garoppolo or try and go out and sign Jimmy Garoppolo, but there's going to be competition there. The difference for me with the Patriots, obviously the Patriots have competition, but it's also like Bill making the Godfather call. Bill likes people that are beholden to him and that he made. Jimmy's one of those people.
And I wonder if Garoppolo would maybe look at Bill and say, you know, this is where I flashed. This is where people thought, oh, I should be the guy post-Brady. Maybe he looks at Bill and said, this is going to be the guy that could revitalize my career. So again,
exactly.
Should the Gasper plan be the master plan for the Patriots this offseason? And also, when we come back with your phone calls, I do want to get your thoughts on something Jonathan just mentioned, and that was that tweet that Karen Gregan put out this week about Jerod Mayo. Like, he's back, but the title might not change. Want to get your thoughts on
that. Oh, are we allowed to talk about it? Because people are very sensitive about this. Apparently, you're questioning Jerod Mayo's manhood if you...
Oh, I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of Twitter blowback on this.
All right. Well, you can tell me more about that when we come back here on Gasper and Murray next.
Chris Gasper.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Is Chris Gasper.
I'm not the one who's red-faced and ranting, so who's the baby?
This is Big Jim Murray.
Takes in your face, sports.
And this is Gasper and Murray on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Did anybody learn anything more about what's going on with the coaching situation with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge? Like, was there anything to be learned during this past week with those guys?
Patricia's going to be back. I'm sorry. Judge is going to be back. The capacity is still unknown. It's still to be determined. Patricia is still trying to figure out whether he is going to return to the Patriots. He's got some potential opportunities with other teams to join their defensive staffs. And, you know, he's trying to figure out if he wants to return to the Patriots after everything and what capacity. I mean, if he does My guess is it, or my prediction is it would be upstairs and not on the coaching staff. So it's like, do you want to come back and in that front office role that he had in 21 that they really believe he did a really good job with, or do you want to continue to coach defense and do that somewhere else? So he's trying to figure all that out.
The Athletic's Jeff Howe on with Toucher and Rich this week, talking about the futures of Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. In a lot of ways, Chris, this thing looks to me like a bit of a shell game. And then again, you have the tweet from Karen Garigian this week on just a few days ago on Gerard Mayo, who doesn't end up taking that job interview to be the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, and they end up going with an offensive guy in Frank Reich. So maybe it wouldn't have happened, but it was a good point made by Greg Bedard at the time when he ended up bailing out of this. Like, you never know who's going to be in the room, a future GM perhaps. Like, you take those interviews. You're crazy enough to at least take that interview.
I totally agree with that.
You might impress a future GM or someone else that says, oh, no, I like the cut of this guy's jib. He might not be a spot here, but who knows? You never know what the future might hold, right? So I thought that was crazy for him not to take it. And then Karen, let me pull this up here. Patriots beat columnist, of course, for the Boston Herald. And
Massachusetts Sports Writer of the Year.
That's right. Yes. Congratulations to her on that. Let me pull this up. Regarding Gerard Mayo, she says on February 2nd, I'm hearing from a source we should pump the brakes on him having a new title going forward. A pay raise for sure, and his overall role could change, but there might not be a different title. Now, I will add parenthetically, like, great, good, get a bigger bag, get that money, but don't you want the title? Again, so this feels like a shell game to me. So, like, what are you doing? You're still, like, co-defensive coordinator with Steven Belichick, and I know Steven did a better job this year too, but like, isn't the point here to come back and like get a real title? Why not take that interview somewhere else? Why not shop yourself around? I don't see what the incentive is for Gerard Mayo if he's not going to get the title.
Yeah, me neither. And I know for a fact that he was advised by people to continue and still do the interview. What I don't know in this particular case, but I do know in past cases this has been the case, is sometimes these raises and sort of increases in responsibility from the Patriots come with a condition that you're not going to interview for other jobs. Like, that was the case for Caserio until he wanted to interview, and then it became a problem. So I don't know for a fact that that was the case, but it's the only thing that makes sense as to for why he wouldn't even just go to the interview, is that one of the conditions of what he was getting financially and whatever he's getting professionally from the Patriots was, if we give you this, you can't interview for these jobs because you might get one and then you're leaving. So it sort of becomes like a take it or leave it offer.
Yeah.
And he decided to take it, which certainly, look, that is his prerogative, right? He's free to do whatever he thinks is best for him and his family. For me, if I were his agent, you know, my advice would be, we need to get as much of this stuff codified as possible. And the other element you have to look at, I know here people are sort of conditioned because it's the way Belichick does it, that titles don't matter. Like, but titles do matter because titles are a tip off to other teams as to what your responsibilities are. And that's definitely hurt guys here in the past from the standpoint of trying to figure out, well, how much of this is Bill? Like, how much of this is you? What are you really doing? Like, I know for a fact Brian Flores wanted the title. He wanted the defensive coordinator title when he was here. And there were people in the organization who wanted him to have it who felt like it was a slap in the face that he didn't get it.
And that's got to be purposely muddied by Bill, too, because that's got to be tough.
The way he does it. Like, yeah. Bill's like, it's the way Parcells did it. So, you know, Bill's big on, he's very nostalgic for the way he had to pay his dues when he came up. You know, that's why he loves the guys that, you know, have to live in somebody's attic and pick up players from the airport, because he did all that stuff for Ted Marchabrota. So do I openly think Bill's trying to be in a position to stunt guys' careers? No, I just think he feels like this is how you pay your dues. Like, you know, you earn it and I'll give you the title when I feel like it makes sense, but I'm not going to give it to you right away. Like, that was one of the hangups with Nick Caley. The idea of Nick Caley calling plays. It's like, he's like, okay, if I'm going to call plays, I want the title. And Bill's like, well, I don't give anybody the title right away. No. And so that was part of that issue. So my advice to Gerard Mayo would be, and I don't know whether he did or not, just try and, if you're not going to have the title that tips to the rest of the league how things have changed for you, then just make sure that it's codified in your contract.
And so was this the take you put on Twitter that made people
mad?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, people were like, Why? Oh, you're offending him. You're demeaning him. All these other, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, there's times like I'm not on there as much as I once was. If you follow me,
like the Bruce Allen bot army and the Barstool Bobos were all over me.
Oh, I mean, I've blocked most of those people. They're all garbage. But take my advice on that. Yeah, do them a tumble. Block away. Let's go to Matt in Foxborough. Your thoughts on the Gasper plan, if it should be the master plan, and as someone points out on Twitter, the faster plan for the Patriots this offseason. Like Matt, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hope you're staying warm. I think picking up Garoppolo seems like Belichick would be walking on eggshells. Just say, like, you pick him up, pick up Garoppolo. He gets hurt for whatever reason the first, like, 4 weeks or whatever. What do you do after that point? Do you just rely your hopes on Zappy and hope for some sort of Brock Purdy type of performance? Or do you think Bill would look like he'd be done in the eyes of the crafts?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I know that Garoppolo gets hurt. I mean, I believe I've said the G in Jimmy G stands for glass. But I will say, and this is where I feel like people like Jim Murray and your dad, Mr. Murray, should embrace this plan, because now there's a real chance that Bailey Zappe sees the field for a couple of games each year.
We got a case of the fever.
It's the best of both worlds. You know, when Garoppolo plays his 12 or 13 games, it's an upgrade at quarterback. And then you get to see Bailey Zappe for 3 or 4 games, which to me is the best role for Bailey Zappe. I think Bailey Zappe proved he's a high-level backup in the league.
As we're talking about this, just a question, because outside of Stroud and Young, maybe even Richardson with Florida, who I know would be a bit of a project, I don't know enough about this college quarterback class this year.
Yeah.
If Mac Jones was in it, where would he be?
Ooh. I think Mac Jones.
Because it feels to me, just looking at some of these mocks, not to cut you off, like with Richardson, it feels like some of these guys are going to be reachy. You mentioned Will Levis at Kentucky. Like, so where would, if Mac Jones was in this draft class?
I'd put him ahead of Stroud. I think he'd be behind Bryce Young. He'd probably be neck and neck with Bryce Young for the first. I mean, Bryce Young's small. Here's the thing. Mac Jones beat out Bryce Young at Alabama for the starting job. I mean, Mac might be the number one pick in this draft.
Okay, so shouldn't that be incentivization for someone like Vegas to potentially do this deal of what you're talking about here, the Gasper plan?
I would think so, yeah. I would think so. No, look, maybe they don't want to give up the 7th pick. Maybe that's too much. Maybe you would have to give up a little more. But I just think for them, they have about $10 million in cap space. They're talking about maybe getting rid of some guys like Hunter Renfrow and Darren Waller.
Yeah, Waller's apparently like not great with McDaniels, or just didn't fit with that offense, right?
Yeah, and this is also a pretty deep tight end draft. So again, if you got that second round pick from the Patriots, maybe you get a Luke Musgrave or somebody there to replace him. I'd hold on to Renfrow because I think he'd be ideal for Mac Jones. I just think when you look at the Raiders, they need to have a plan going forward, like someone they can hang their hat on, and they have to be able to sort of figure out the rest of the team. And do you want to spend a ton of money on a free agent quarterback, or would you rather have a younger quarterback and be able to keep some of your draft cap? Obviously, you're giving up 7, but it's not like you're mortgaging your entire draft to move up to make sure you get C.J. Stroud.
Well, I want to let you know, you have wet the whistle of my old man up in North Conway, trying to stay warm up.
Very good, very good.
He just texted in saying Zappy fever forever with the emoji of the sick little guy with the thermometer out of his mouth.
That's awesome. Wow.
He is into the Gasper plan. Tom and Newton, you're next. Hello.
Yeah, hey, guys, this related to Brady's retirement. I mean, obviously, there's so much you could say, but the thing that really, you know, sticks out to me more than anything else, it's amazing in retrospect, and I know this sort of plays into, whole, you know, Brady's whole chip on the shoulder, nobody believed in me complex, which, you know, honestly kind of got excessive at times during his career, but it is amazing how from essentially like 2017 on, from, you know, like the initial Palace Q, Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, the whole thing that happened there, you know, kind of Belichick decided it was time to move on, to really not having a robust market in 2020, having to end in Tampa. You know, he wins the Super Bowl in his first year. It was amazing. He tries to shoot his way out last year. It didn't really work. You know, this year, nobody's really interested in him. It's just amazing, given the absolute garbage that so many teams roll out at quarterback every single year, that Brady, given the fact, I mean, look, I know this year was a little, you know, wasn't as great as he's always been. There's a little bit of a decline there. But given what other teams are doing at quarterback, some of the crap that we would see on a weekly basis, the fact that he, you know, to the end, all of these GMs in the NFL were not in on him, or at least not as much as you think, is really amazing to me, how the way that transpired in the end of his career. It's just crazy.
Oh, I'm with you on that, Tom, but I think they get hung up on the age. And for years, it really was. These last few years, probably like, well, even the first year, right, in 2020, like, I don't know, he's going to be falling off the cliff. Like,
yeah, that was San Francisco. He would have gone there. Shanahan was like, yeah, we're better off with Jimmy.
Ugh,
That douchebag. I'm so glad. And you know what? And when we come back, we'll have more of your calls on
if the chain smokers coached an NFL team.
Oh, he really does look like it would fit right in with a stupid flat brim hat. I don't do it anymore. You used to wear. I've aged out of that. He has too. We should probably, you know, put a little bend into that thing, will you, Kyle? But I want to get your thoughts on championship weekend because we haven't even talked since then.
Okay.
Along with more of your calls on the Gasper plan. Should it be the master plan? Because it's the faster plan, huh? Long commercial-free segment coming up next with more of your phone calls on that, and we'll segue into the Sports Hub Celtics show coming up next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Listening to Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Gasper. Big Jim Murray.
Give me that which I desire.
It's Gasper and Murray on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Back, Gasper and Murray, long commercial-free segment here. We'll segue into the Sports Hub Celtics show. Boy, what an egg they laid last night. Yeah, too cold to play. We'll get to them coming up in about 10 minutes. But I do want to circle back to championship weekend, because you and I haven't had a chance to talk about this.
Yeah.
You know, just off the top of my head, like a few things that people acted like. The one thing immediately is like, boy, people really do have short memories. People acting like that NFC championship game between the Eagles and Niners was like the worst NFC championship game ever. When that almost to a T, that literal result took place 5 years ago in the same building when the Vikings got hillbilly wiped by the Eagles. Like that, like, so enough whining on that. Like, it was a bad game. It was awful.
I think it was just what happened with the quarterback situation. I mean, when it gets to the point where you have a quarterback who admits after the game he can't throw the ball more than 5 yards, it's one thing if one team just smokes another team, but when it feels like it's not even competitive because they don't even have the components to compete, that's where it was, because I was out with that. I was out with one of our mutual friends watching that game, and it was such a letdown when Brock Purdy went out.
I had no problem with it because I was done with that annoying Purdy narrative and that fraud Kyle Shanahan. I'm glad he gets exposed again. And for the third time in 4 years, guess what, Dick? You actually need a quarterback in the playoffs to win, and you can't rely on that stupid running scheme that has a ceiling. And it also, and yes, I'm biased, it really comes down to this. Serves you right for passing on Brady because it's the Bill thing. That bothers me with these coaches in the league. No, I'm the most important piece. Like, they're on the sideline saying, like, if they were to be asked, who's the most important part here? Oh, well, it's me. Oh, it's me. It's me. It's my scheme. Yeah, good. And more importantly, though, my takeaway from that game, even though it was tough to watch, but yeah. Again, I was glad that he ended up with egg in his face. It's the takeaway from that game in particular is what I think the Patriots and Bills should follow. You have the Gasper plan. Here's my plan. So if you're going to stick with Mac Jones, do what the Eagles did at quarterback. When Howie Roseman took Jalen Hurts in the third round 3 years ago, he was roundly mocked. What are you doing? This is a project guy. Why take a project guy? Why use the 53rd pick on a quarterback when we have a quarterback in Carson Wentz? Well, Howie Roseman correctly had questions about that incumbent quarterback in Carson Wentz, who, of course, turned out to be crap. And so if you as an organization, Bill, Patriots, have questions about your quarterback, who I think you resent, whether it's his arm strength, bitchy attitude. You just keep throwing stuff at the wall. It doesn't mean you need to draft them in the first round, because I know that certain people, Felger, are like, you don't keep drafting quarterbacks. Well, not in the first round. No, that's bad business. Third round, project guy. Second round, maybe. Do that. It worked out for the Eagles pretty well. And I know Hurts wasn't even that great in that game, but he's been in the MVP conversation this year. The guy's turned out to be a good player.
Yeah, I think what you see from the Super Bowl matchup is there's two paths to contention in the NFL. One is you get that generational quarterback that the Patriots had with Brady and Kansas City now has with Mahomes, and that means you're going to be a contender every year, and that guy will paper over lots of roster shortcomings. And I could go on and on. I know people here want to talk about Kansas City and the calls, and we can get to that in a second. But the reality is, when the Patriots were out there with three rookies in the secondary, no receivers that you really knew by name, and winning AFC title games, we called it genius. Kansas City just did the same thing. So do you want to call it genius or Mahomes or the refs? You can call it whatever you want, but it's basically the same thing they just did, because that roster had some obvious holes, and it doesn't matter because the quarterback's just that good. Or you could do what Philadelphia did, which is you build everything around the quarterback. You know, that's a loaded roster, and this is where I give Howie Roseman the most credit, Jim. That team is dominant on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
That's their identity.
Yes. And I thought San Francisco was loaded, and San Francisco was excellent on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Really, I thought they were the best. But Philadelphia is just as good, if not better, and they showed that in that game. And then they also went out, obviously, and they gave up a first-round pick, a third-round pick, and $100 million in the contract to get A.J. Brown. I just don't see the Patriots doing all that stuff that Howie Roseman did, though.
Yeah, another one I tip my cap to is the Hassan Reddick signing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe triple that guy? Jeez. Oh, my God.
Just don't block him with the tight end?
Yeah, I thought he was the best player in the weekend. Now, the other game, Chiefs-Bengals, for me, I don't know how you feel about this. I don't want to hear anything about that personal foul on Mahomes by Osai late. I mean, I know I'm contradicting my usual belief here, and that's like reward the exciting play. I don't want to see holds late, especially in these games. Like, just let them play. But when it's that egregious, Chris, you can't ask the refs to call a game one way for 58 minutes and then a completely different way the last two. When you have a personal foul that egregious, he's out of bounds. You have to throw that flag.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. You know, it sucks that that's the way the game was decided, but I'll just say, it's one of those things where it was so blatant and so obvious that it's more conspicuous if you don't call it than if you do.
Correct. Yeah. No, that's why. Like, so again, you can't ask them to call it for 58 minutes one way and then at the other, like, nah, we'll just let them play it out.
I mean, if it were borderline, I would agree with the people that are like, don't throw that flag. And there, God knows there were, you know, tons of officiating problems in that game. That game was terribly officiated. But that particular play, I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, it was so blatant, so obvious that, like I said, if you don't throw the flag, then it sort of looks like you are like bending the rules.
Yeah, and I just thought some of the decisions made by the Bengals, like their last couple of trips offensively, weren't great. That punt right down the middle, you know, setting up the Chiefs with like 30
or
40
seconds. Sky Moore's return.
I think that's being overlooked. That was a dumb decision. I ultimately think, my point being is, I think the right team won. It didn't really have that much to do with that call. I think the Bengals made enough dumb decisions. Yeah, they got jawed on some calls. I thought the intentional grounding.
I actually thought that was the right call.
Yeah.
I didn't think that running, I mean, he had to throw it through like four linemen to even get to the running back, and he spiked it at the feet of the lineman. There were like four linemen in front of the running back. He came nowhere near the running back and spiked it at the feet of the offensive line. I thought that was the right call.
Yeah, that one I thought was iffy because I thought P. Ryan was in the area.
I mean, it's borderline, don't get me wrong, but... And
what about the late DPI? The guy didn't get turned around. I thought that one was a little shaky, too.
I'm trying to remember that one. What happened on that one?
It wasn't Eli Apple. It was the other cornerback. It might have been on Moore. He didn't really turn the guy around, and they called a real chintzy DPI on the Bengals.
I don't remember that one. They probably could have let that go. I mean, the whole thing with the... replaying the down was absurd.
It was on that series.
Yeah, that was a joke. That was absurd, you know. But again, I just think it's kind of a whiny Patriot fan thing to be like, they won because the officials were in their pocket. It's like, come on.
Yeah. Well, do you like the matchup? Because I feel like around here, people aren't thrilled because it's like, well, F the Eagles because they beat them in 2017, Patriots in 20s, and people hate Mahomes for a reason I don't understand. Maybe it's QB envy.
I'm not super thrilled about the matchup, I'm not going to lie. We'll see. I want Kansas City to win because I do like sort of the legend of Mahomes, and I'd like to see him win another one. He's just fun to watch. But I think Philadelphia is the better team. And the Chiefs are really banged up. I mean, Mecole Hardman's not going to play in this game. Lajarius Sneed is trying to come back from the concussion. He's their best corner, tied for the team lead in interceptions. I just don't know. I think Philadelphia is the better team. They have more talent, and they could win. And I don't like Sirianni. He annoys me. I'm with Julian Love. Did you hear Julian Love of the Giants roast him this week?
No, no.
He basically was like, he was saying Sirianni's a good coach because he just gets out of the way and lets the talent take over. I'm with Julian Love. I hate his stupid T-shirts and his sideline antics.
He is a little fanboy. It's a bit
much. I don't like
much.
Him. He's aggravating to me. And just the whole Philly Eagles fan thing is just, it's just annoying. I'm sorry. So, you know, if you get another, you know, Werder Ice with the Lombardi Trophy, congrats. But I'm rooting for Kansas City.
Whose cuisine do you prefer? You
know, Kansas City.
You're going to get those mayoral stupid bets like, it's cheesesteaks for our barbecue.
I think, you know, the homeless people in Kansas City would walk past the cheesesteak. That's, please. I mean, have you been to some of the barbecue places in Kansas City?
Oh, Oklahoma Joe's. I think they only call it Joe's now. It's the best barbecue in the country, in my
Gates,
opinion.
Bryant's, those places are good too.
Not even a question. I like the Philly cheesesteak. I actually think Philly's kind of underrated as like a destination to go to in this country. It's a, you know, the people are can be boorish. And that's putting it mildly. But I like Philly for the most part. But yeah, when it comes to the cuisine, it's not even close. That Kansas City barbecue is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it for me. I don't know. I'm sort of scarred by this experience with Philly. I stayed at like the nicest Marriott downtown, went down to the concierge, was like, hey, I want to go to like a nice restaurant. You know where they sent me? Chart House, a chain. They sent me to Chart House.
That was probably on purpose. Yeah, go to a chain, fancy boy. Yeah. Dean in Shrewsbury on the Gasper plan. Should it be the master plan this offseason for the Patriots? Hi, Dean.
Hi.
Hey,
so
Dean.
Usually I call in for Sports Hub for the Celtics show, but I love Jimmy G, and I love the Gasper plan. this is a way for Belichick. I was on Belichick's side in the whole Belichick-Brady breakup, just because I thought of Jimmy G would be better, and I thought he could find the next Jimmy G. Jimmy G has the second best winning percentage all time of any quarterback. He's been to the Super Bowl. He's been to two NFC championships. You just need to get a legit backup for the injury concerns, because I know those aren't great, but I'm all for the Gasper plan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dean. I mean, if these guys that are available, taking Aaron Rodgers out of it, I'm just talking like the free agents.
Okay.
He is the best of the bunch. I know Lamar Jackson's going to end up with the Ravens. I don't even really consider him either. But if we're going to, you know, technically speaking, free agents, he's number one. But put it to this way, I'd take Garoppolo over Derek Carr.
Oh, I would too. But before we go to Sports Hub Celtics show, you need to repeat your line from yesterday when you were aggravated with this conversation, just talking about this is where we are with the Patriots quarterback position.
Oh, right. Yeah, because Felger was getting so heated talking about this. But that's really the reality of this. We're debating Mac Jones or Garoppolo. Like, this is what it's become. It really is. It's gross.
We said the fact we're debating these two hacks.
Yeah, this is what it is. Like, this is what it's become. You know, two decades of pure icy cold dominance. Tomato can games. Championship game. Time and time and time again. Super Bowl. Super Bowl win. Super Bowl win. Just, suck it. Everyone, everyone hate us because ain't us. All of that. And now it's, who'd you rather have, Mac Jones or Jimmy Garoppolo? Oh, God. These are sad times. It really is. This is what it's become for this once proud franchise. Let's squeeze in Tommy and Lynn quickly before we get to the Celtics. Hi, Tommy. You staying warm?
Yes, I'm staying warm. It's so cold today. But hold on.
We got you.
All right,
Tommy.
Guys. All right. But anyways, I want to talk about Brady. Gasper, it's sad that he retired, but I give it to him. He was the greatest of all time. He was our boy, and we all are big Brady fans. And they should have kept him here. And hopefully he signs a one-day contract, but I don't think it will happen. But you guys have a good weekend. Love you guys.
Take care,
Tommy.
Love you, too. You're going to get the big to-do, and people around here deserve the big to-do. It'll happen. The one-day contract thing, it's just... If I'm him, I don't sign it. Just for, again, you did me dirty. You couldn't give me the real extension in 2019. I'm not doing this. Just
also,
to try to
you
make
chose
it look
Bill
right.
over me at the end of the day.
Yeah, right. So I'll come back. I'll do your thing. It'll have to be a little bit of a quid pro quo situation. You get yours. I'll get mine.
Yeah.
Fine. But I'm not signing the one day.
I'll come back when you build my statue.
Yeah. Oh, what should it be, by the way?
The statue?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I don't know. We'd have to find like a photo.
It's the him. I think it should be, you know, when he come out of the tunnel, go into the end zone. Let's go. Like, do the let's go look.
I kind of want him like throwing a football or something, though. I want like the football and the I don't want the let's go. Or maybe like with a finger in the air or something. Or I don't know. I think I want him like throwing something. I want him like in his stance.
Yeah, throwing Bill. You did me dirty. I should have never left. Ah. All right. We'll get to the Celtics here after a bad showing against the Suns last night. Kyrie Irving news, what they should be doing in terms of who they should be looking at as we get closer to the trade deadline, now just a handful of days away. All Celtics, all the time for the next 60 minutes here on 98.5 The Sports Hub after the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.